Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is a recording for Breaking Rank for Walt Ferber. We're going to connect with him now. Try to. Walt Ferber for recording for Breaking Rank to air on January 19th. Maybe. Well, we're trying to get a hold of Walt Ferber here for a recording. We'll try this one more time. If not, we'll try to have to figure this out a different way.
Voicemail box 4536-3135. Please leave a message.
After you have finished, press the pound key for more options or simply hang up.
Walter, Tom, here at the Balance Breaking Rank, calling to record the interview. It's about 7:35 here in Indianapolis. Again, trying to record the interview.
To send this message, press 1. To review your message, press 2. To re-record your message from the beginning, press 3. To cancel sending this message, press 4. To mark this message as urgent, press 6. To mark this message as private, press 7. To add to your message, press 8.
Now we're trying to connect with Walt Ferber.
You have dialed 2 digits. To send this message, press 1. To review your message, press.
So we'll go ahead and play a little bit of music.
This is the voicemail box for 536-3135.
All right, we'll go ahead and play a little bit of a music bed while we stand by and try to get a hold of Walt Ferber. That way we just can feel some time up here.
We'll be right back.
under my feet. Nothing on this wide rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bail. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, going to load my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one. He ain't seen me crazy yet.
Every time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. Before that rooster crows, headed straight to somewhere I don't even want to go. Eggs and bacon in my belly and a Folgers coffee bug. Good old radar detector, it protects me from the fuzz. Well, I do what I gotta do to get through working at 9 to 5. It's killing me, but then again, it's keeping me alive. It puts the gas in my truck. Shed looking cool in my Superman cave. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward.
Voicemail box 4536-3135. Please leave a message.
After you have finished, press the pound key for more options or simply hang up.
Hey, Walter, this is Tom again trying to reach you for our interview. If you still wanting to try to do that, again trying to connect with you on that.
Send this message, press 1. Review your message sent.
Goodbye.
Well, as I said, we're trying to get this interview taped. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to actually get it done or not. But that's scheduling conflicts and stuff. So we'll try to see if we can't get this figured out. Still trying to reach Walt Ferber.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. We'll be right back.
try this one more time. If not, we'll have to try to figure out a different night. Hey, Walter?
Yes.
Okay, this is Tom. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Oh, yes, I can.
No problem.
Okay.
Are you good to do the interview now, or?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Are you on the same time zone as me?
It is 7:42.
Okay, we are on the same time zone.
I was kind of nodded off on a nap there. I am ready.
I totally understand. Well, I'll try to make this just as quick as I can. 15,
okay.
20 minutes or so. So we'll just go in with the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Well, welcome back to Breaking Rank. My name is Tom Marklitz. El Presidente, you know me, the host of The Balance every Saturday morning between 9 and 11 a.m. right here on The Balance Radio Network. And I tell you what, my next guest here, or our guest tonight on Breaking Rank, is a good friend of the show, The Balance, and he has just been really caught up in a lot of stuff. We've not been able to get him on, and we'd love to have him on and talk some college sports. I know you got a new gig with ESPN3 and the Missouri Valley Conference at the University of Evansville. I do want to get to that, and I do want to talk with you about that. I want to talk a little bit about the Big Ten with you. Heading into really this week's slate of game, Indiana and Iowa still sitting at the top of the conference. Who would have thought that? Especially with the way that we saw Indiana University play out in Maui. And, maybe by this point, Tom Crean secured his job. I'm not sure. But the Hoosiers have won 10 straight games, while Iowa has claimed 7 consecutive wins. In addition, Nebraska won 3 straight Big Ten games. And also, we got to look at Maryland. We got to also look at Purdue doing a fantastic job as well. So really, at this point, when we look at the Big Ten competition play as we go into this week, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, you kind of summed up a lot of it. IU, a very, I would say, friendly early schedule, and they have played well. Their defense has been tightening up, and they're doing pretty well without the James Blackman Jr., who's out for the rest of the year with the injury. Iowa, they've got to be an early season surprise, and I think in the long run they may be pretty difficult to deal with. Just from what I've seen, especially with the injury situation at Michigan State, Maryland looking like they may be possibly at the top of the conference. Suleiman, the transfer from Duke, playing extraordinarily well for Maryland. Michigan State back at full strength again, so they're looking solid. Purdue has had a little bit of a glitch there. I had Purdue maybe contending at the top of the league, but they've had a couple of stub toes as of late. But I see them coming on well too. I don't know if Indiana can stay at the top as they start playing the tougher teams, as they start with the Marylands and the Michigan States, but it's something we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Well, absolutely. And Purdue out at Rutgers tonight, they're the only ones who are really, on Monday night when we're taping this interview, by the way, the only ones really that are kind of in action and able to play. But we look at really two matchups, ranked nationally, if you will, really kind of bring the highlights of the Big Ten this week, with 7-5 Maryland traveling to 11-10 Michigan State on Saturday, and 9-9 Iowa hosting Purdue on Sunday. I think I got those schedules right as well. But we also look at some of the top 25 players. Iowa's Jared Utoff, Maryland's Trimble, and Michigan's Karis Levette. Sorry, and Michigan State's Denzel Valentine. We look at the Big Ten and what they've been able to do and the players that they're able to put together. Talk with us about some of those players and some of those matchups we just mentioned there.
Well, Michigan State, basically they're going to run as far as Denzel Valentine takes them. He's been out for a spell with injuries, and when he gets back up to full speed, Michigan State will be extraordinarily difficult, I think, to deal with. Who was the other players you were talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I got to go back to my notes there. I was talking about Ohio State. No, wait a minute. I mean, I apologize. You know how it
That's
is. No, I was talking. What I was talking about was the John R. Wooden Award mid-season, and those top 25.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got it now. Utah is a guy that I had not heard a whole lot about from Iowa, and I've been really exceptionally impressed by him. I tell you, the guy that I think is really been the guy that has impressed me more than anything else, and that's Suleiman. That's the guy that had a little bit of a trouble when he played for Mike Krzyzewski over at Duke. He's at Maryland now, and his three-point shooting expertise has, I think, made the Maryland Terrapins, I would say, in my estimation, especially with the earlier injury to Valentine at Michigan State, I'd say Maryland may be the favorite in the conference when we look at the conference overall. And Iowa would definitely have to be the surprise.
Well, certainly our guest later on this evening is a beat writer for Maryland. He's going to really talk with us about that game. And we recorded an interview with him on Saturday on The Balance. We're going to replay that. He was on his way to the Ohio State game. And you're right, Maryland is right there on top of the world right now. And certainly one would look at it and say that maybe that they have an opportunity to win the Big Ten. You mentioned IU when they come against Maryland, but right now, you know, Indiana is shooting 52% from the field, which ranks fourth in the nation, and Maryland is shooting 51.3%, which is currently fifth in the country. So when you look at statistics like that outside the box, perhaps we got a better, clearer picture that IU is maybe starting to get their act together.
Well, you know, there was never any doubt that Indiana University was one of the most prolific teams offensively in the country, and that goes without saying. The defense has improved, but you've got a freshman at center for the Hoosiers and not a whole lot of depth as far as their post-position players. While I think IU is, you know, it's great where they have come to this point in time, they are undefeated in conference. You certainly can't take that away from them. But you look at the early season schedule, and their early season Big Ten schedule has been, yeah, it's been pretty easy. And I think we're going to find a lot more about where the Hoosiers actually are as they start playing some of their tougher games down the stretch. I think that Indiana's maybe been a little better than anticipated, but I honestly don't see them holding up against some of the better teams in conference. I don't think they match up particularly well with Purdue. The Purdue Twin Towers have been problematic for the Hoosiers for a while now. I don't think they match up necessarily well with Iowa, rather, and I don't think they match up well with Maryland. I hope they prove me wrong, but while I think it's pretty good what they've done to this point in time, they still have some deficiencies that are going to come to fore defensively. And, you know, it's good what they've done so far, but I don't see them being at the top of the Big Ten when the season's over.
Let me ask you, that brings us to another interesting question, a question that certainly we started asking at the beginning of the season and at the end of the season last year, and that's the future of Tom Crean. We saw Coach Wilson get an extension, but that's not necessarily a foregone conclusion, even if they finish strong in the Big Ten. I would say for Tom Crean to secure his job anyway, at least on the surface, he's going to have to, one, do a lot of politicking with the alumni, for one, and for two, the athletic director. But more importantly, he's going to have to get to the big dance and dance for a while in order to keep his job. And I just wonder how with the going down of Blackman Jr., how big of an effect this is going to have on the future of IU this season and getting into the dance, and the future of Coach Crean.
Well, I don't think I don't think the Blackman injury is going to have any effect one way or another. Blackman, one of the top scorers on the Hoosiers, and he is a great offensive player. But what I think the favorite quote I've had of this entire basketball season on ESPN has come from Dan Dockage. and he stole the virtues of James Blackman Jr. as far as his offensive abilities. But his quote for James Blackman Jr. is he couldn't guard a chair. I don't think Blackman's going to make that much of a difference one way or another. What happens with Crean remains to be seen. You know, when I look at Indiana this season and what I've seen, I can remember, you know, talking about the old fart that I am going back into the old days when there were 17,000 plus and a sellout at Assembly Hall every game. Now, I've looked and I've seen some of these crowds at Assembly Hall this year, and there was a whole lot of people there that were dressed as empty seats. I think the only thing that can be worse than dislike is apathy. And I think to a certain degree there has been some apathy that's taken place in Bloomington. And it's, you know, I don't know, honestly don't know whether Tom Crean will keep his job or not. It all depends. I have a theory that if you fire somebody, you got to make sure that that you can find somebody better to put in that position. And I don't know if Indiana is really considered to be a destination job anymore.
I don't think so. But maybe Brad Stoops is going to be looking for a job. I think that would be about the only.
I can tell you right uncategorically, I don't think there's any way in the world or enough Brinks trucks to roll up to Boston to have Brad Stevens. There's no reason for Brad Stevens to go to Bloomington. First of all, he's having success with the Boston Celtics right now. And there would be a lot of negatives for him taking a job at IU. I think that there would probably be several other destinations that if Brad Stevens decided to get back into college basketball that he would go into. And I could see him going back to Butler before I could see him coming into Bloomington. I think those people that have Brad Stevens coming to IU really have that as basically a pipe dream and have lost a certain amount of touch with reality, because Brad Stevens isn't coming back to IU. It's not a back to, but he's not coming back to the state of Indiana. And if he does, it won't be with the Hoosiers.
Well, you know, and I think everybody likes to toss that dream name around about winning lottery ticket. You're right. I don't see any reason in the world that Brad Stevens would ever leave Boston. But I tell you what a class act he was. And I do want to get to the University of Evansville, obviously. We're talking with Walt Ferber, sportscaster for ESPN3 and University of Evansville. Purple Aces is having a great season. I do want to talk with you about that. And certainly sports director and program director at WITZ and WQKZ down there in Jasper, and does a lot of high school basketball as well. But I want to talk with you a little bit about the passing of Andrew Smith, certainly Butler big guy, and certainly was part of the Butler story and era and the Cinderella story, if you will, that elevated Brad Stevens to the position that he is. What can you tell us just from your knowledge and understanding of Smith and his contribution to the Butler Bulldogs, and most importantly, how tragic of a loss that was to collegiate sports and sports all around?
Well, anytime you're talking about the loss of anyone at that age, 25 years of age, that's something. I guess the way to look at it, there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, Brad Stevens, the coach of an NBA team, basically missed an NBA game to make sure that he was there to visit with Smith before his passing. And Stevens and the Butler people talk about the Butler way. I've got to be pretty good friends with Michael Lewis. He's the Jasper and Indiana University graduate who's now an assistant coach there at Butler. And the Butler way isn't just a saying. It's a way that Butler operates. They take a special kind of player, a player that may not be recruited by a lot of the blue chip colleges. It's a player that has to have intelligence, has to have unselfishness, and truly plays the team way. And they play a very cerebral brand of basketball there, and it is team concept, and it is basketball truly at its finest. It's unselfishness, It's the team as a whole, and Andrew Smith basically epitomized that. And, you know, it is tough to see a young man go, certainly at any time, but to see a special young man like that, it's certainly tragic. And I think that's the kind of player and the reason that Butler was able to be elevated when they were to a couple of straight national championship games. There's no way talent-wise that they should be able to recruit that way. But by recruiting a special kind of Butler player and doing it a little bit differently than anybody else, that's the kind of guy they had. And it is quite sad, and it is quite a terrible loss.
Well, absolutely. Andrew Smith, obviously we know, passed away. And, you know, a game that they had to go out there and play against St. John's and earned a 78-58 home victory over St. John's, which then fell to 7-12. Certainly it's always difficult when you've got to go out there and play in the midst of all of that. And what a great service they had this past weekend, memorial service they had for him, and all the media was there, and I believe there was some national media there as well. So he's certainly going to be missed. We're talking with Walt Ferber, and broadcaster of University of Evansville Purple Aces with ESPN3. And I tell you what, first of all, congratulations on the new gig. You don't have a face for radio, by the way.
That's still to be debated.
Still to be debated. I totally understand. I tell you what, though, you could have picked a better season to be a part of the Evansville Purple Aces, certainly the Missouri Valley Conference number two. They're undefeated at home. You know, they've really gotten a lot of, if you will, national attention for the very, very close game they played against Wichita State. In fact, the very next day, it gained so much attention that Dan Patrick said, this is a team to watch. The Evansville Purple Aces are doing a fantastic job. Like I said, they're undefeated at home, and 5-1 in the conference, in second place just behind Wichita State. Talk with us about those Evansville Purple Aces.
Yeah, first of all, the last team to beat Wichita State at Wichita was Evansville back in 2013. They had a 4-point victory then. But this is a team that Marty Simmons has put together. He played for Bob Knight at Indiana University his first 2 years, then transferred to Evansville where he played for former Hoosier Jim Cruz. He does it the old-fashioned way. They run the motion offense. They do a lot of cuts to the basket. And they have they are the top assist team in the country. That's one thing that you look at. They have a higher percentage of assist to basket than any other team in the country. They also have the top rebounder in the country. His name is, and that's one of the things you have to know when you do the ball games, is Egidijus Miscavičius. He's a senior from Lithuania, and he has worked his tail off, and he is the top rebounder in the country, 14.6 rebounds per game. They have him, and they have the country's active leading scorer in DJ Ballantyne. Got a chance to call his game when he hit his 2,000-point plateau. He's, I think, at 2,046 points now for the Purple Aces. And if he leads the Valley in scoring this year, it will be the fourth consecutive year that he has done that. And the only other two people that have ever done that in Missouri Valley Conference history are a couple of pretty good ball players. Their names are Oscar Robertson and Larry Bird. So when you have Ballantyne, you have Egidijus Miscavičius as your cornerstone. Miscavičius also has, if I'm correct in this, they're 15-3 right now, and I believe he has double-doubles in 14 of those ball games. So he's been extraordinarily consistent. Then you've got good role players. Kalen Brown, who's a guard, also scoring in double figures, a great assist guy. And then you got the silent guys in the starting lineup. Adam Wing, who senior, does all the little things. He's a great screener, great rebounder. And if you slough off on the other guys, Wing is able to hit a 15, 16-footer very well. The fifth starter is Blake Simmons. And, yes, that is the son of the coach, Marty Simmons. And Simmons is a great defender and also a great three-point shooter. You have all five, really basically four of the five guys that are able to dribble, and you've got basically four guards on the court, and Miscavige just runs the court very well. So it's a very versatile team. You've got Miloslav Bajoya, who comes off the bench. He has done an outstanding job, and a very international flavor to this Evansville team is Bajoya is from Croatia. Christian Benzin is from Denmark. Sergei Vucetic, a transfer from Nebraska, is also from overseas. He is from Serbia also. So there's a lot to like about these guys. They're very, very unselfish. They bust their tails. The team is more than the sum of the parts. So I think the folks in Evansville are looking for good things this year. This is a team that won the CollegeInsider.com championship last year. And anything less than making the NCAA tournament, they're not going to be happy. And this is an Evansville team that's not made the tournament since 1999.
It's going to be incredible, and I tell you what, I have a love for the Evansville Aces. I didn't bring you on here just because of the Evansville Aces. I did want to talk college basketball with you, but the Evansville Aces having a great season is just a bonus to that. And I'm from Evansville. I live in Indianapolis now. I went to IU, but I've always followed the Evansville Purple Aces, and I'm a huge, huge fan of them. And you talked about the father-son combo, Marty Simmons. We look at the same thing out at UCLA, Bryce Alford and Steve Alford. Both of those coaches came out, were at least at some point under Bobby Knight. Both of their sons are doing fantastic on their teams respectively. So say what you want about Bobby Knight. He knows how to develop players. He knows how to develop leaders. And certainly, you know, you look at Bryce Alford, that kid can just plain out ball.
Yeah, well, yes, he can. There's no doubt about that. And you look at him, and his shot reminds me a lot of his father's when he played at Indiana.
Absolutely.
And he has certainly made that UCLA team a very competitive team this year.
Well, we're going to be interested to see. Certainly, we're taping this interview on Monday night because I know you've got a lot of obligations going on. You're a man of high demand now, so I appreciate you taking some time to join us here on Breaking Rink, our college sports show that we do, that the Balance produces, obviously, the Balance on every Saturday morning. And every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. is Breaking Rink. So right after this show, the Evansville Aces take on the Loyola Chicago Ramblers, which is 8-10. Now, I'm seeing conflicting things here. Maybe you could clear this up for me. I'm seeing one thing here that says they're third in the Missouri Valley Conference, but when I look at the website of the Missouri Valley Conference, they've got Evansville as number two. So can you correct that for me?
Well, and I don't have the thing in the schedule in front of me, but they would second place right now as Wichita State is undefeated. Evansville 5-1 with a loss. Indiana State, with their second loss yesterday, would move into third spot. So the Aces would be second right now.
So preview that game for us real quickly before we let you go here on Breaking Rink.
Loyola of Chicago, they're a team that's getting better. They've had a hard time winning outside of Chicago. I'm going to have the opportunity to do that game on the radio network when they travel to Chicago. I think, honestly, Evansville's got a few too many horses. I don't see them being able to deal in the blocks with Miscavige. I see it being close early, but probably a 15-17-point win for the Aces by the time it's done.
By the time it's all said and done, we've been talking with Walt Ferber, obviously broadcaster for ESPN3 for the University of Evansville Purple Aces. I tell you what, Walter, it's always great to have you on, and I look forward to talking with you again throughout the season, and certainly I hope that you'll be able to call a few March Madness games with the Evansville Aces as well. Any final thoughts? Where can people find your work, your masterpieces, and see that Walt Ferber face on television?
Well, I think you're welcome to follow me, to friend me on Facebook at Walt Ferber on Facebook, and my Twitter is at Walt Ferber, and it is always a pleasure.
All right, Walter, thanks a lot, and you have a good evening. Okay, we're clear, Walter. I appreciate you taking some time to join me. Sorry, I didn't mean to burn up your phone.
No, that's all right. It's always good talking to you, Tom.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. All right, that's going to do it.